Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Now, Friday morning, and we're all set with a bit of Nevin. Nevin, good morning, dear heart. How are you?
Good morning. What's the crack? Are you well?
I'm flying it. Well, it's December now. It's too late to turn back, as Van Morrison once said. Too late to turn back now. So we're off into it, and you must be all guns blazing at this stage, are you?
Do you know what? It really has started. And, like, I'm not going to lie to you, it definitely is fragile, for the want of a better word.
Yes,
and we're getting lots of cancellations, and people are rebooking. So we don't do big parties, big groups, really, to be truthful with you, we're not, so we're lucky that we have a very loyal customer base. But, you know, Christmas is definitely going to be a difficult time now going forward. So we're going to focus on the food and the good food that we hopefully can all enjoy this Christmas. And I was thinking this morning, Marty, that we do two lovely starters, a soup and a goat's cheese.
Oh, very nice. What do you want to start with then?
Okay, so the soup, first of all, because it's one of my favourites, and I know probably me and you have mentioned it before, it's a chestnut and wild mushroom soup.
That's right.
Now, I know you have your own version with the magic mushrooms, but the wild mushrooms...
Shh, don't tell anyone. I didn't grow them on purpose.
We're live, aren't we?
They may not be that magic. They just grew in the garden. Three different varieties. And there was no danger of me eating them in soup. Don't be worried now. I wouldn't do that.
You're brilliant.
So what have you got for me what have you got, your mushrooms? What have you got? Tell me.
So the mushrooms you'll get in any supermarket, and they're dried, and they're usually a mixture of shiitake, oyster, maybe a little bit of girole, and sometimes porcini. Now, you'd know these mushrooms because of your travels in Italy. Porcini are the king of mushrooms. Yeah. They're lovely and beefy and gorgeous. Mm. So with your dried mushrooms, all you do is just literally soak them in boiling water for about 20 minutes, and then remove them from that lovely kind of mushroom water. Don't throw it out. Keep the water, but chop the mushrooms and them into a sauce when you're going to put some rapeseed oil. Now, chestnuts. We'll talk about chestnuts, and then we'll go back to the recipe. Every supermarket will have them now, usually in the vegetable section, and they're usually cooked chestnuts, blanched, there's no skin. They're not the water chestnut, they're a different variety. I think the majority of them come from France, as far as I know. But they're a lovely kind of sweet, and they're gorgeous in soup, they really are. Mm. I remember the first time I had a chestnut and mushroom soup, myself and Imelda, I bought her away. We were in Paris, I never had it before, and I thought, wow, it's one of the nicest soups I've ever had.
It'd be fairly unusual from an Irish point of view, wouldn't it?
They've got definitely more and more, because a lot of people put them into their stuffing. Now, these are the unsweetened, they're the whole chestnuts, which are cooked. Just chop them up, put them into the saucepan with the mushrooms. You can put a little bit of smoked duck, smoked bacon. You can leave them this into like a vegetarian option too. Mm. And then what you do is cook that with some thyme, a little bit of chopped onion, add in some stock, some cream, salt and pepper. There's no flour in this. Great. Honestly, it's the easiest soup. It'll keep for about 5 or 6 days in your fridge. You can make it ahead and you can freeze it. I always have this made for around the Christmas period. Not always Christmas Day, because it can be heavy.
Yes,
but around the Christmas period, it's a lovely kind of a soup. And I thought, as a starter, it's delicious. So it is. And then you just blend it all up when the mushrooms are cooked and your chestnuts are already cooked anyway. So honestly, this will be done in 20 minutes, Marty. It doesn't take long to make this.
You could have your chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I'm just giving you a seasonal tinge. That's all I'm doing. Seasonal touch. No?
I love it. You're a man.
That's what I'm trying to do. Anyway, the mushroom. So it's chestnut and wild mushroom soup. I think that's lovely. I love mushroom soup. I really do. And of course, all these different mushrooms are available. Do you have a particular favourite?
I definitely think the one I said to you, the porcini, or that's known as a set mushroom.
Yeah.
I think it's a lovely, gorgeous, intense, beefy flavour, and they're just unique, and they're even nicer, you know, dried, to be truthful with you. They're fab. That's what they are. They're fantastic.
And listen, when you're doing the old mushrooms now, do you give them the wipe? You do, you give them the wipe at the top.
Well, not for the dried ones, for the fresh ones, yes, the wipe. I love that one.
Yes.
Because fresh mushrooms become water clogged. So if you just get just a little bit of clean tissue paper or a nice J-cloth and then just literally wipe them, and that's all you need for you.
My late mother used to wash them.
Did she?
Oh, God, you've no idea. This
nothing
soft
wrong with that.
Brown thing would appear on the plate. That'll help her. But she was extra careful. God love her. She was trying to be right. But as a result, they got this thing. Oh, it didn't work. Didn't work. Not a good idea, no. But you must wipe the fresh ones when you buy them. You have to wipe them.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, you do. Absolutely. Because they're growing in very sterile soil. There's no harm, you know.
I know, but you wouldn't want that to be walking over them, you know, yourself now, saying no more. Now, that's the soup. So what else have you got for me now?
Yes.
What's the other thing? Oh, you mentioned goats.
Goat's cheese. Yeah, goat's cheese. And, you know, I'm going to mention a couple of Irish producers just for your listeners, but this is definitely one that I will be serving to a couple of my sisters and Imelda and the family. And I'll definitely do a goat's cheese. We love it, so we do. Yeah. So we'll talk about the goat's cheese. So you have a beautiful one, Centola, that's in County Clare. You have Ardsala, which is in Cork. You have a Cavan one, Carlegie cheese. You know, there's some beautiful Aran Islands. That's a gorgeous goat's cheese.
Oh, that's the famous one, isn't it?
Yeah, there's I've yet to taste a strong Irish goat's cheese, out of my heart. They're absolutely fantastic. Okay. So whichever one you prefer or you want to use, Blue Bell Fall is the one we use. It's in down in Charleville, so it's a wonderful producer there, and we use that in the restaurant. So we're going to talk about the crumbs. We're going to pan it. Fancy name for flour, egg, and breadcrumbs. But into the breadcrumbs, we're going to put some pine nuts, which is gorgeous, and a little bit of parsley and sesame seeds. Nice. So that's where your texture comes in. And then you cut your goat's cheese, and don't be tempted to cut it too big. You cut the goat's cheese into nice, say about maybe an inch or two thickness, dip it in flour, one egg, a little bit of milk, that's what we call egg wash, and then roll it in those lovely breadcrumbs. Mm. The beautiful thing about this starter is that I would have this done at least 2 or 3 days ahead in the fridge. You can freeze it, take it out. It's so easy. You can bake it off in the oven. This is the goat's cheese at 190, and that'll take about 15 minutes. What I like to do, it may not be the healthiest, but it's the quickest, I like to deep fry it. Or you can shallow fry it, but deep fry it in some nice clean
oil. Is this to do with texture, or what is it to do with? What's the story with
texture,
that?
But also a nice bit of colour. Ah. A nice bit of, you get a nice even colour, and it's quick, it's speedy, to prove what you
And plus it gives it that bit of bite too, it's nice. I think that's a nice idea.
I agree. Yeah. And the lovely pine nuts are delicious in that, and the sesame seeds. So just for your listeners, it's gorgeous. Now there's one thing that works really well with goat's cheese, and it's beetroot. I like it, I don't love it. My wife, Imelda, loves it, so she does.
Oh, listen, so if I'm hungry. Beetroot sandwich, cup of tea, beetroot sandwich. I love it.
Wow.
Am I letting myself down? Is that a kind of a North...
And a glass of milk,
beetroot sandwich. Put a little bit of salt on it, just, you know. And I think it's lovely. I think it's a lovely thing.
Good man.
You've gone quiet now, so obviously I've made a show.
No, I'm not, because a lot of people are growing their own beetroot. You can do this with fresh beetroot.
I'm buying a jar.
Honestly, and it's not that I don't like it. Maybe that came across wrong. I do like it, but I would rather lovely cherry tomatoes or heirloom tomatoes. That's just a personal choice.
As you see, so I'm a stranger to no food. That's the difference between you and me. I'll eat anything. So go on. Sorry, I've interrupted you again.
No, you're fine. So Marty, with the, you know, the little packets of beetroot that are pre-cooked, I'm trying to save your listeners time.
Yes.
If you just literally open them up and cut them into nice big cubes, and them in a pan, if you put in a couple of spoonfuls of maple syrup or honey, I use maple syrup, and if you put balsamic vinegar, so it's sweet and sour, a little bit of fresh thyme, and you literally warm through the beetroot for about 5-10 minutes max on a low heat. Yeah. So it caramelises, it sweetens it, it gets lovely and sticky, and it just really helps the flavour. Serve that with your lovely baked or deep fried goat's cheese, and a lovely little bit of salad. In the recipe I say watercress, but it doesn't have to be that. It can be rocket, it can be a little bit of cause salad. Some walnuts in that is a classic. Some walnuts is gorgeous, but you already have the pine nuts in the crumbs, so you don't have to use walnuts. But the beetroot and the goat's cheese is so delicious. Honestly, try that.
Oh, I love the sound of that. That sounds lovely. That sounds gorgeous. Could I make that myself, do you think? I'm going to make a mess of it.
And do you like goat's cheese?
Yes, I do. No, I do like goat's cheese. It's fairly recent now, to be honest with you, but it's lovely. But I love the combination, what you have here with the beetroot and everything else going on here. I just think it's lovely. And the caramelised walnuts, the walnuts would be a nice touch.
They would. And, you know, again, as you said, the lad lovely texture.
Yeah.
You know, walnuts, goat's cheese, beetroot, that's a classic combination, you know. And, you know, the fact that you love goat's cheese and beetroot, that's a dream starter for you.
You don't even need the old bit of bread for this. You just have it itself. It'd be lovely.
I agree with you.
Because you have to keep room.
You'd be too full after.
Exactly. We've never put on a bit of weight, you and I, so no one would notice, you know.
Thank God.
We're blessed. Blessed with slim figures that seem to go on into eternity. So look, it's crispy goat's cheese, roasted beetroot, watercress, caramelised onions, or walnuts, sorry, no onions, japers tonight, and the chestnut and wild mushroom soup. That's lovely. Now listen, come here to me. What's next week going to bring, as if I didn't know?
No, I think we've done the starters now. We'll focus on the main course, then we'll do desserts. So we're going to do a nice run of it between now and Christmas for your listeners, myself and yourself.
That's right, and all the tips.
We'll have them all salivating, won't we?
That's right, we will. And listen, is the book flying still? It's the book flying.
The book is doing great.
It'd be a great Christmas present, wouldn't it, Nevin?
I didn't hear you say that again.
What's a Christmas present? What's it called again? Learn to cook with Nevin. Funnily enough, I saw it in my local supermarket. Isn't that gas?
No.
Yeah.
You did not.
Yeah, that was Dunn's. You're all right. It wasn't in your one. But, it was in Dunn's. But anyway, look, at, I know it's fine.
You're brilliant.
I know it's fine. It's great. Listen, keep well, and we'll talk to you in a week, please God.
Looking forward to chatting to you
all
next
right,
week.
All right, my friend.
We're on the home run for Christmas.
We
Thanks,
are,
Marty.
For sure. You know I'm going God to bless. Play the Lonely Goat Herd because it can't be helped.
A good man.
God
Have
bless you.
Weekend.
Good luck.
Behave yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.